Study Abroad on Radio SI.
My name is Audrey. I'm 22 years old. I will turn 23 soon. I'm from France, near Paris, in a little city that nobody knows, at 1 hour in the north of Paris. And I'm studying civil engineering and urban planning.
Seeing that you're studying civil engineering and urban planning, what do you think about Ljubljana?
First time that I came here, I noticed one thing. They have cycling paths everywhere, things that we haven't got in Paris, even in a huge city like Paris. It's really cool to be here as a cyclist and also as a pedestrian. They have also in the city center a lot of places for the pedestrians. It's really well done. I really enjoyed the city.
I'm glad to hear that. So you've been here quite a while. Why did you decide to come to Slovenia?
Because it's not so far away from Paris and from France, and with all this situation, it was a wise choice, I would like to say. And also, above all, because this country is really, you have all the landscape possible. You have mountain, you have seaside, you have nature, you have everything in a so small country. And especially Ljubljana, I really enjoy the city because everything is really close and it's really cool to be here. Yeah, really.
So you mentioned that in part your decision was influenced by the situation that was happening worldwide. How has studying during this time been for you?
To be honest, it wasn't that hard to study here in Ljubljana because we had a really good environment and yes, we have green areas to go outside if we want. And personally, I was really lucky to have a really amazing house. So it was really a pleasure to stay there and also amazing flatmates. So it was okay for me, not so bothering, yeah.
What will be one lesson that you'll take from this time?
That we have to be grateful towards what we already have. I really realized that I also have to enjoy the little things about life. For instance, just having a walk outside, not going so far. I'm lucky to live near Tivoli, so I used to walk, also running a lot there and enjoying the little pleasure of the life.
Comparing France and Slovenia, have you noticed any major differences?
Major differences? Yes. One, that Slovenian, you are really into sport. really. And it's really a good thing because the little child and the old and grandmother, grandfather, everybody is into sport. And it's really good to see that. It really gives the motivation to also me start to run more often and also being into sport, like a real Slovene.
A real Slovene. So you're considering staying or are you going back home after this?
Unfortunately, I have to go back home because yes, I have an internship that I will start on September, but I really enjoy the country and definitely I plan to come back for sure. Yeah, I want to show this amazing country to my friends. Yeah.
So we'll take a short musical break now and we'll be listening to
Queen, Don't Stop Me Now.
Why this one?
Because this is my mood of the moment. I will leave in 1 week and I have to say that yes, Don't Stop Me Now. I want that this moment lasts for much longer. Yeah.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me
try
now.
Try to have a good time.
Don't stop
yes,
me now.
Yes, having a good time.
I don't wanna stop at all.
Study abroad. On Radio SI.
We're back and today we're talking to Audrey, who comes from France. So to start off, what will be your favorite memory from here?
Oh, the best memory? I would choose an amazing memory. Something a bit mad that I did. It was completely mad. I did bungee jumping at Socha Valley. So yes, I will keep this in my mind for my whole life, I think. The landscape, the day was amazing and the people too. Amazing, perfect.
What is something that's a lesser known fact about France that people maybe don't know about and they should?
A fun fact is that we have 400 different kinds of cheese. I know it's a bit of a stereotype, but we are known for wine and cheese and baguettes. And yes, cheese.
Were cheeses and the typical French food the thing that you missed most here? Or was it, I mean, family, friends, of course, but what else did you miss?
Yes, food, maybe the bakeries, the croissant, things like this. Yes, the bakeries, because in France we have bakeries at every corner of the streets. Yeah.
Are the croissants different?
No, they are also good here, but I have to admit that in France, this is the level. Best. Yes.
What was the hardest thing to get used to here?
Maybe the fact that Slovenes wake up really early. You do everything 1 hour in advance than the French. Really, yes. Like even to start the job, you start maybe at 7, at French it's more at 8. So yes, you're really early people. But I love also this way of life, the way of living, yes, like this.
Would you change anything about your Erasmus experience here?
To be honest, no, nothing. Even the lockdown, and it wasn't that painful, really. It lasts not a lot of time, yes. And I met a lot of different people. I did a lot of things. Really, really, it was amazing. And I'm sure that if I haven't passed by all these steps, maybe my experience would not be like this, like happy and I am toward this now. So yes, I will keep everything as it is, yes.
To wrap up, do you want to say hello to your friends, family, or maybe teach our listeners something in French?
To learn you something in French, I want to learn you to say hello. We say bonjour. And also to say thank you, we say merci. Yeah, people are saying that French is a beautiful and sometimes sexy language. I don't know if it's true, but their opinion.
Study abroad. Join us as we catch up with foreign students in Slovenia. Mondays at 11:30 on Radio SI.